tonight after work, I went to the Priory Church of Saint Bartholomew the Great. I was trying to get in there the other night on Wednesday when I saw a bunch of Christopher Wren churches, but I couldn't. I had read about this one being the only church that in London that was still a Norman church being used in its original state, more or less. It's the only one that apparently that wasn't burned and destroyed in the Great Fire of London in 1666, or in the bombing during the Second World War. It is quite a spectacular church. I arrived at 4:45, and it said on the website that they were open until 5. And when I arrived, the men didn't want to let me in. They charged to get in there. They charged £4 per person, and he said the last entry was at 4:30. So I said, "Well, I don't care. I want to go in," because I had rushed from work and gotten on the DLR and gone to Moorgate, well, gone to Bank and then to Moorgate on the Northern Line, and then from Moorgate to Barbican. So I had changed twice anyway on the tube, which is no mean feat at that time of day. And I just thought, I want to get in there and have a look at the place, because who knows when I'll be inspired to come back again. So he let me in, and he was going to offer me the concession price of £3, but £3.50 or something, but I didn't have change, enough change, so I gave him £5 and took candles, because often when I go to these churches, I give them money, I donate money by buying candles, because they overcharge for the candles. So I buy a bunch of candles and light them. It gives me, I really enjoy doing that ritual of lighting the candles and standing in the church and watching them burn. And so, so he let me in, and I looked around, and it's a fantastic church built when Henry I was the King of England, and it's a 12th century church, and it was in many films, including Four Weddings and a Funeral, Shakespeare in Love, The End of the Affair, Amazing Grace, Elizabeth the Golden Age, and The Other Boleyn Girl. And it's also been in TV shows. Madame Bovary, The Real Sherlock Holmes, Spooks, and The League of Gentlemen Christmas Special. I've seen most of the films, but I don't think I've seen any of those TV shows. But anyway, it's absolutely spectacular in there. And really did, in a way, remind me of being in the castle, the Norman castle I went to in Rochester. Really deep, tall building, very grand, but also very sort of earthy feeling. Hard to describe, really. The men, who was from Chicago, took me up into the organ loft so I could get a great view of the church from up there. And he was actually really kind, a really nice person, and I felt very fortunate that he was the one at the door, because otherwise I don't know if I would have been allowed to go in.